Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, we about to go in. It's the streets. Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up, you fell at it, you dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Express. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumble.
It's the streets, it's talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm your boy L Boogie with my host T-Row and 2LG. Oh man, it's Friday, and so you all know what that means. It's Freestyle Friday. Oh, we got a lot going on. A couple hot topics still buzzing in the NFL. We still got, you know what I mean, a couple things going on. Everybody is still talking about the Peyton Manning and if it was paid off and things like that. The streets is talking. We're going to weigh in on that. Also, the NBA. Things have been paved out as far as the All-Star Weekend. Who's in, who's not, who's in the activities. Damian Lillard. He's in every competition. I'm talking about from the game, the two-year players, the rookies against the sophomores, the skills competition, the dunk contest, and the three-point contest. We got the Winter Olympics that just kicked off. The ceremonies kicked off today. The Winter Olympics is jumping off. Man, it's a lot going on. But before we get started, what the deal, Ro? How you doing, man?
What's up to the world? You know how we getting down, man. It's the street. It's Fanatic Friday, man. And you know what it is, man. We got to make it hot, man, on this one good glorious Friday. A lot of good topics to talk about. So I'm pretty sure we're going to definitely get to all the topics that we need to get to. And we're going to definitely make it a go-round, you know what I mean? It almost appears that we're having some technical difficulties. So for all our fans out there that can't get to us through the line, go ahead and continue to check us out on the web. And we're going to make sure that we clear all this stuff up so we can get everybody on with us, you know what I mean? But, yeah, you know, it's Fanatic Friday. Let's get it in. And let's make sure that we hit all the topics because there's a lot to talk about. A lot to talk about. Love what's happening with the NBA All-Star Game 2.
Woo! Hot topic right now. It's been trending. It's been on the Twitter, on my phone. They've been talking about it on ESPN. Ro, this medical marijuana. Everybody's weighing in on the NFL. I just heard Ryan Clark talk about it. And if you guys don't know who Ryan Clark is, he's a Pro Bowl, All-Pro, secondary, free safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He stated that marijuana is like medicine for the players. They can get in, get their medicine, and it helps them. Some players are saying it's not good for you. Ex-players, Mark Brunell, ex-quarterback, he's been waiting, talking about it's not good for you. You shouldn't do it. You can hurt somebody. I haven't, in my tenure of living, haven't heard of anybody getting a DUI because of marijuana. They might have had marijuana in the car or in their system along with the alcohol, but I haven't heard of anyone ever being too high to be in a vehicle and kill somebody. I think Mark Brunell went over the top with that one. I surely do. But what do you think, world? Do you think this is a big thing that's going on? And like I keep saying, we in the streets. So for me, I think that it'll take away from our street dealers. It's going to be more crime. You keep getting people medical weed and endorsing these states with medical marijuana, more crime is going to happen. It's going to be treacherous in the streets. So, Ro, what do you think about that, man? What do you think about the medical marijuana situation in the NFL?
For me, I'm all for it, man, because it ain't like these guys just going to go be running out in the middle of the street trying to buy from the drug dealers. No, this is not what it's about. It's about guys going to the doctors of their team facilities and getting a prescription. These guys don't have to go out to the drug dealers and get what they need. They already do that right now. So if that's the case, you're saying that the drug dealers is just going to get overwhelming. And man, don't never get overwhelmed. There's a lot of drug dealers out there. So if you can't get it from one, you can get it from another, which they're doing right now. But as far as the NFL, they gotta find a way to help these guys get over with the injuries. You know, some of these injuries, you know, some I would say this, some of these players are not pill takers. You know, I knew a couple of guys that I played with at Grand Canyon University who did not take pills. They were just They did not want to have anything to do about taking a form of appeal. You know what I mean? So if you have guys like that who don't want to get addicted to Vicodin or, you know, Percocets or any other stronger, you know, pills out there, why not medical marijuana? It's good for you. God put it on the earth for us. And as far as, you know, everything, crime going up, I don't believe crime will go up. It's the league, man. You do certain things a certain way in the league. Now, we didn't have a couple of league guys that have tried to do their own thing with the substance. You know what I mean? Nate Newton trying to drive from Dallas to Arkansas with a whole bunch of packages. But you know you can't do it that way, man. It ain't about that. The way the NFL needs to do it is just to creep on it first. Don't just come in and say you're going to hammer down on it. You haven't tested for medical marijuana yet. I mean, it's not like it's enforced. So, I mean, you haven't done OTAs, which is off-season training, which is supposed to be a voluntary workout, but we all know that it's mandatory. And that's always how you get checked for it. So within 30 days of when season's over, before the OTAs start, you know that there's a test that's going to come. Once OTAs are over, then you're cool. You can smoke from April, May, to say May, until September. Or May to May, or May to April. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So I just don't want the league to come down on the heart and say, hey, this is what we're going to start, you know, testing for. It's going to mess up the NBA just like it messed up the MLB. And we do not need the senators and anybody from the courthouse getting involved with what's going on. Come on, man. We're not doing steroids or nothing. It's just a little medical marijuana. It hurts. For some people, it helps their nerves so that they can calm down and play and get involved more into the game. For some, it's just an injury. I mean, you know, some people just don't like taking pills. So if medical marijuana is the way that they, you know, looking to go, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Go ahead and, you know, choke one or two because I know this. I did it, and it didn't hurt me at all. I'm still alive today. So there you have it. You know what I mean? You got to have that at some point to where, you know, we really have to look at it from a different standpoint. This is a sporting organization. Come on, man. It's the league, man. We know guys who've been smoking, whether it's NFL or NBA. I haven't met anybody in Major League Baseball who smoked. I don't know too many soccer players professionally, but I knew some that are semi-pro that really get in. So, you know, hockey players, I don't know too many hockey players, but, you know, it is what it is, man. I would rather have my guy smoking weed than taking a steroid any day.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, Ro, they don't need to make it legal in the league. It's a form of a steroid. It's a form of a drug. I don't see it. I don't see how this medical marijuana that these guys are supposed to take will be good for the league. I just don't see it. I think it'll get out of control. It's just like alcohol. Yes, it's legal. But people go overboard. We're going to have weedaholics. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have weedaholics in a minute. So I'm not a big fan. But let me ask you this question, Ro. Let's move on. The Houston Texans, they're on the clock. They have the first pick in the 2014 draft. We know that people's stock are going to rise and fall with the, you know, with the combine and things like that. Mel Kiper talking his stuff. Adam Schefter, you know, he's number three on my big board. He's number two on my big board. Who the hell is Mel Kiper? Who the hell is Mel Kiper? ain't played a down of football in his life, looking at a big board or some film and saying who is who. I went back. I YouTubed a couple things and talked about Mel Kiper, this, that, and that. He hasn't been right in 4 years. Every guy he said is going to be a legit lock hasn't. Who would you take with the first pick, World, if you're the Houston Texans? Do you take Jadeveon Clowney? Do you take Johnny Money Manziel? Who do you take? Sammy Watkins from Clemson? I mean, who do you take? So I posed that to you, T-Row, and I posed that, you know, to the world at this point in time. There hasn't been any combines yet, so we haven't really seen a lot. But from your eye test from the season and, you know, who Mel Kiper and those guys are talking about right now, February 7th, at this present time, you know, who do you think, Ro? Who would you take right now at this present time?
If I was the Houston Texans, I would go after what everybody else would be going after. Because when I saw just last Sunday, it appears that defense win championships. And I mean, they really do win championships. So if I was going to take, you know, if I had the first pick in the draft, I would take Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, yeah, last season or this just past season, you know, a lot of people were talking and he took plays off. He wasn't doing this. He wasn't doing that. Why did he have to do it? Is what I want to know. He did it his freshman year. He did it, definitely did it his sophomore year. So the world knew who he was. So this year, I'm not going to say that he took plays off, but he did enough, you know, to where he didn't get himself hurt, to where he could still make himself available to be the number one pick. So if I'm the Houston Texans and I'm looking at what I just saw happen in the Super Bowl, why not? I'll go with the other defense. I'll go with the defensive end, Jadeveon Clowney from South Carolina, because I already have J.J. Watt on one side. I got a nice big guy in the middle. And then I have Jadeveon Clowney on the outside. So I have J.J. on one side, and I have J.C. on another. And that would just be me. What I saw in the Super Bowl is all I need to see. Put pressure on the quarterback. Things don't go the way the game plan has been worked out for the week. So if you can get pressure on that quarterback from a defensive aspect, then, money's in the bank, man. And it's not like the Houston Texans, you know, don't have a team. They just went 2-14. They got a team. They just Brian Cushion to be back. There'll be some other guys, you know, the running back, Arian Foster. He'll be back. He'll be able to play more minutes next season. The only thing is that you're going to have to hope that there's a quarterback either in free agency or a quarterback that just so happens to drop to you when you get another chance to pick and go with that quarterback who's available then, because, I mean, you're not going to get Johnny if you go defense. You're not going to get Bortles from University of Central Florida, the quarterback who put up big numbers down here at the Fiesta Bowl against Baylor. And, you know, you probably won't be able to get Teddy Bridgewater either. So, you know, you might want to take a look at some of the second-tier guys who are not so quite up high on the list. Hell, A.J. McCarron can follow your lap. You never know if that could be a good fit for your team. So, I mean, there are a lot of quarterbacks out there that we don't even really know yet that could make an impact coming into the league this season. But just looking at the Super Bowl, I would go defense first, and then I would look to get a quarterback. But Houston Texas quarterback is Bill the Houston Texas coach is Bill O'Brien. He likes them big quarterbacks, Tom Brady size, with smarts and skills, and he likes them to stay in the pocket. So we'll definitely see if there are any available talent out there as far as quarterback goes, if they should go somewhere other than a quarterback with the first pick. Because let's not forget, this happened 4 or 5 years ago when they had an opportunity to get the hometown kid in Vince Young, but they went with Mario Williams, and we all know where Mario Williams is today. In Buffalo, and he ain't doing squat. So hopefully he can resurrect his career in Buffalo, but as of that, oh well, I'll take Jadeveon Clowney if I was Houston.
If I was the Houston Texans, I would trade the pick. I would trade the pick, and I would go in another direction. Yes, Mr. Matt Schaub didn't do that well this year, but he will get better. He will get better. So, yes, you need a quarterback, but like we all know, when you put pressure on the elites, they stumble a little bit, just a little. Even Russell Westbrook, the Super Bowl champion, he stumbled a little bit. Russell Wilson, what did I say? Russell Westbrook? Wow, NBA must be on my mind. So I tell you what, when we come back, we go weigh in on this NBA. Some hot topics going on. Cleveland Cavaliers, they fired, they whacked their general manager. Mike Woodson, your seat is getting hot down there in the NYC, baby. So when we come back for a commercial, we're going to talk about this All-Star game, this All-Star weekend. For T-Row, I'm L Boogie. The streets is talking. Let's go.
If you can put yourself inside my shoes, you got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck em.
They can't understand the life that I chose. And when the money in Spain, it can hurt everything you love.
Right.
I got cheap for that pin on me,
on me.
And
on
I can't
me.
Give up.
I can't.
You don't know what I'm going through.
Understand what I've been through, they don't understand what I go through. You think everything's all good, but you only see what I show you. They don't understand that boss life, I take care of my whole crew.
My whole crew,
my whole crew. They depend on me, my fucking niggas.
My fucking niggas.
They know the love is real and I'm a fucking winner. We all gon' eat Sunday dinner. One day we broke together, next day we rich forever. One day we broke together, next day we
rich forever.
They hate it when you up, they love it when you down. All we got is us and told my niggas look around.
Look around,
look around,
look around.
And if I gotta be the one to lift us up, I won't let them down. So at the top, it's just us looking down. Sorry I delayed us, but we gon' get this paper. Had a couple issues, I dealt with them, now it's payback.
Nobody knows what I go through.
Nah, nobody knows. Facts.
If you can put yourself inside my shoes, you got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck em.
They can't understand the life that I chose.
Getting money,
and when the money in Spain, it can hurt everything you love.
Right.
I got cheap for that pin on me.
On me.
And I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't
I
know
can't,
what I'm going
can't.
Through.
Like everybody got their hand out, acting like you own something. They expect you to show them something when they really need you to show them something.
Yeah.
1 month, they be broke again, acting like you ain't throw them nothing.
Damn.
Ungrateful ass niggas,
yeah.
They only love you when you give it.
Damn.
And the day you say you ain't got it, they forget the days that you did it. You forgot me when I was losing, so forget me when I'm winning.
Yeah.
Would've thought they was friends of me, till the day they befriended me. One day we broke friends, next day we rich enemies. It's hard being a real nigga when these niggas got bitch tendencies,
yep.
Female emotions, I can't waste my energy,
nah.
For them I got that remedy, kill them with success. Royalty is my pedigree, too fresh to be stressed,
yes.
But thank God for memories, God willing I'm blessed. My comebacks they penalty, these haters gonna be upset,
yes.
And I done lost a couple friends on the way, fuck them, they wasn't really with me all the way. I'll be okay.
Nobody knows what I go through. If you can put yourself inside my shoes,
You got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck em.
They can't understand the life that I chose.
Getting money.
It's the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop.
It can hurt.
We back.
You love.
It's 40 L Boogie, Zero, ULG.
Oh
man, it's hot in the Asylum tonight. We talking about the NBA All-Star Weekend. It's frenzy. Let me tell you, it's frenzy. Let me ask you this question, world. Who's going to win the slam dunk contest? Let me tell you the contestants. Terrence Ross, he's the reigning champ. You got PG, Paul George, he's going to get in for the Indiana Pacers. Damian Lillard, he's going to get in. John Wall, Harrison Barnes, Ben McLemore from Sacramento. I'm just wondering who's going to win it. I got to weigh in on it. I'll give you my picks like we always do next Friday before the show. Before Saturday, before they do the events, three-point contest, you got Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, Kyrie Swervin' Irvin, he's the reigning champ, Joe Johnson, Kevin Love, Aaron Afalo, Bradley Beal, and Marco Bellinelli from San Antonio. Then you got the shooting stars. You know, when you got old school guys, and you got the superstars, and you got the females, the shooting stars. On one team, you got Kevin Durant, Karl Malone, Skylar Diggins. On the other one, you got Chris Bosh, Dominique Wilkins, and Swim Cash. The other team, wow, listen to this hookup. Steph Curry, Dale Curry, and Becky Hammon. And then on the last team, another father and son combination, Tim Hardaway Jr., Tim Hardaway Sr., and Elena Del Don. And let me say this to the callers. Damian Lillard is the first NBA player to participate in all three events plus the All-Star game. Now I pose the question to the world. This is the street question of the night. Is that a good thing for Damian Lillard? Him participating in all these events. Another question to the world. You know, I'm kind of, you know, upset or frustrated with LeBron James. He's talking about he wants to talk to the new commissioner. The first thing you should be talking about, LeBron, is you participating in the slam dunk contest. That's the first thing you need to be talking about. Then you're going to sit there and talk about and say you think that you should be the defensive player of the year because you guard all five positions. Just because you guard them don't mean you do a good job at guarding them. So that's the things that I'm talking about this All-Star Weekend. Some more news in the NBA. Chris Grant. Finally, Ro, Chris Grant has been fired as the GM for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He should have never. We're going to go to commercial right quick, and we'll be right back. Yeah. We're going to go to a quick commercial and get you together to the world. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but we're going to get back to action. Let's go. To my producer, T-Ro, what a night. Once again, quick commercial, because we live. Let's go.
But today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smoke.
got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light. Looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Drove to the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them fools tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a nigga's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching you on TV rap with the hats on the crack. Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break 'em with the 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even backed old little Joe. I picked up the cash flow. Play those, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the rule, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny. Pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep. Put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1. She didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion. Hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp. And it went Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
We back in the asylum. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, it was a good day.
What the fuck I'm thinking about?
You already know. Now, T-Row, y'all already know what it is. Now, let me ask you this, T-Row. We got some. Let's wait for the All-Star break information. Let me ask you this, Ro. What do you think about the firing of Chris Grant, of the Cleveland Cavaliers? He drafted Anthony Bennett as the number one pick in 2013. He hired Mike Brown, and he just made a trade for Luol Deng. And we all know right now that Kyrie Irving is not happy in Cleveland, Ohio. But honestly, who is? So let me put the question to you. Is Mike Brown also on the hot seat? Should he be the next to go? They already got rid of the coach. Mike Brown is the problem to me. But what do you think, Ro? Do you think that was, you know, legit and validated for the Cavs to fire Chris Grant?
Well, I'm going to say it like this, big brother. I really, you know, I don't follow the Cavs like that as far as the front office goes. You know, from what I understand just from talking to you since it didn't happen, you know, he's only been there a few years. And so, yeah, I understand that he was the one that brought Mike Brown back, thinking that that was going to be the answer, him getting his second shot. But then there was also the number one draft pick in Anthony Bennett, who don't even get that much playing time since he's been on the squad. So, I mean, it's a number of things. He got Lou Alden. I will say that. You know, that might help the Cleveland Cavaliers out a little bit. But, I don't want to say that Chris Grant was the problem, but he was the person that you had to fire because he's not a guy who's going into the locker room and stepping on people's toes and making sure that the locker room is a clean atmosphere for your players to play in or be surrounded by or be surrounded in, you know what I mean? So, I mean, if anybody had to go, yes, it was going to be Chris Grant. But here's my thinking. When the next general manager gets hired, guess who's going to be the next person fired? It's the guy you're talking about. It's going to definitely be Mike Brown. He's going to be next because the next general manager that comes in is cleaning house. And he's going to make sure that, you know, the Cavaliers are a team to be reckoned with. So, you know, from what I see as a fan on the outside looking in, you know, I just don't want Kyrie Irving to just exit out and, you know, go to another team and be killing over there with another team. You know, Kyrie Irving is a staple point guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers. If they can keep him, you can build and put pieces of the puzzle around him to make your team go. So get the locker room cleaned up. Get, you know, it's going to start with the head coach right after the new general manager has been hired, and it's going to work itself down. So I will give Cleveland, the Cleveland Cavaliers, a lot of credit for going ahead and taking a step above everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're going to start with the general manager. The new general manager is going to come in, and then it's going to be the general manager's job to get rid of the coach and the players and do what he needs to do to see where he can take this team as far as, you know, what they're looking to do. Because, come on, man, you're playing in the East already. You only need 30 wins to be in the eighth seed in the playoffs. So, come on, get it together, Cleveland. You guys are better than that. You got a bunch of talent over there, except for the number one pick who was drafted last summer. So, you know, get it right, Cleveland. Get it together. You need some change in that city. You know, football season wasn't as good and basketball is mediocre, but, you know, now things look like things could be changing. And hopefully it's for the better. And hopefully we can get this thing situated and going before baseball season starts. Because we all know what the Cleveland Indians going to do. They're going to be hot, but they're going to fall off. So we know what that's going to be like. But, yeah, get it together, Cleveland. Good job of firing Chris Grant. Like I said, I'm going off UL Boogie on what we talked about the last couple of days. So I'm just pretty sure the new general manager is going to be one tough cookie. And I'm pretty sure he's gonna wreck shop when he step right off the plane and get down there to the what's the name of y'all stadium? Quaker Oats or something?
Quicken Loans Arena.
Yeah, the Quicken Loans Arena. You know, when he come in the Quicken Loans Arena, he's going to step on some toes. Yeah, he going to get it right. So hopefully this new general manager that comes in will make sure that Cleveland is headed in the right direction.
They need to whack Mike Brown tomorrow. Where is the hitman? Where is the sniper? Get him out of there. They knew going in he wasn't the guy. He's not the guy. He's maybe a nice guy, but he's not the guy.
That's why you hire your new general manager and let him come in, and that would be his first assignment for his new job. Fire and find a new coach. So You gotta let the general manager do something. You gotta let him earn his money, man. You can't cut the coaching in and think the general manager just go, you know, have him come in and make a job easy. No. General manager is the fire. He the dude that like to say, you fire, or you getting traded, or you've been traded.
Speaking of hot seats, my favorite team in the NBA, the New York Knickerbockers, Coach Mike Woodson, to me, he should be on the hot seat just a little bit, bro, because right now we're in the 10th spot. We're 2.5 games out to 8. We're behind. Guess who we're behind? The Charlotte Bobcats. Are you kidding me? The Charlotte Bobcats. No disrespect over there, Kemba. I'm not disrespecting you. But it's my Knicks. We should be in the playoff race. We shouldn't be in 10th spot, in the 10th place. So, Ro, he can't get my guys to compete on a high level every night. But who can? Raymond Fat Felton? You got J.R. Psycho Smith, and you got Marshmallow Anthony. What can you do with that roster? I forgot Metta World Peace was even on it, played during cleanup time. I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah.
So do you think we should get rid of Rod Woodson, man? I mean, excuse me, Mike Woodson. I think I could do a better job at coaching those guys, man.
Well, I'm not going to blame it on Coach Mike Woodson because we know that the coaches lay it out for the players to play it out. You know what I mean? And right now, we had a crossroads. But yeah, I'm going to tell you this. The real New York Knicks fans like yourself know that you cannot get rid of Coach Mike Woodson right now. Mike Woodson is that guy who can make the team go. He just trying to fire up his players, but, you know, after a while, some of the way you present certain things to the players, it gets old and stale the way you're trying to make them. You know, when you're trying to motivate players, you know how Coach Mack used to do us? He would do certain things that would motivate certain individuals at certain times, you know. And sometimes, yeah, he put some buttons to where you'd be like, oh, I just want to punch this old man lights out. But what he was doing was testing you to see exactly what he could get from you, you know. For instance, hey, perfect example. Hey, Boo Meeks came in, coach say, man, look, I didn't recruit you to just be looking and, come on, man, being pretty. Come on with it. And what you do? 2 games later, you became a starter for 2.5 straight years. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the way that the coaches challenge the players. It's what they have to say. You have to be creative in this here sport of the NBA because the players are making a hell of a lot more chump change than the coaches. So if you can't tell me something to where I'm just, you know, like, okay, coach, I feel you got me mad. I want to go to the weight room and push up 250 and come back and give somebody 40. It's just the way the coach motivates. And it almost appears that what he's saying isn't working anymore. So I don't want the Knicks to fire Coach Mike Woodson because I do believe that he's the coach that can get you guys, you know, where you want to go. Yes, you're in 10th place right now, but guess what? Everybody's kind of healthy right now. You saw Amare the other night come down the lane doing some old Amare Stoudemire stuff that we saw in Phoenix before he left to go to the Knicks. You see Tyson Chandler, you know, trying to step his game up even though he's still playing a little hurt, still trying to do his thing. So, you know, it's going to – I honestly believe that you guys will make up that 2.5 game to get to the 8th spot. Because I don't see Charlotte winning and continue to win more games after the All-Star break than the New York Knicks. So, please, don't get rid of Mike Woodson. I know your New York Knickerbocker fans down there in New York are just like you, standing 10 toes strong with Coach Mike Woodson. So, please, be like Spike Lee. Do the right thing.
Bro, we need to get rid of these guys. Whack them. blow the joint. Remember it, good fellas? When all ends fail, you light a match. You blow the joint. Streets. Some more news before we get off into the, you know, commercial and come back and talk about the All-Star festivities. Joaquin Noah fired $15,000 for his actions on the court. All three officials, he gave him the finger and he told him, F you. Do you think the fine should have been more, or do you think it was, you know, fair? And he did apologize afterwards, but you committed the crime. So you think the fine should have been stiffer than $15,000?
I would like to say yes, but I'm going to say no on this one. And the reason I'm going to say no is because Joaquin Noah has become a stand-up guy, a good stand-up guy in the NBA. And he admitted that he lost it, he blew his top. But if you would have saw what happened when he, you know, blew his fuse, it was understandable. He didn't really, you know, go after the referees, but he was upset. You know, there were two ticky-tack fouls that were called on him within, you know, 3 minutes of him going off. But he just, you know, we're human. Sometimes we just can't buy that tongue any longer. You know, it has been a long season for my dude, and I just believe that he is a stand-up guy, and I believe that he sincerely meant it when he apologized to the league or to the referees about, you know, what he did. So I'm going to say the $15,000 was enough because he is a stand-up guy, but, you know, good thing he ain't like, you know, Dennis Rodman or your boy, you know, your boy Rasheed Wallace. You know, if it was someone like that, then, yeah, it would have been a little bit stiffer for what his actions portrayed on the other night. But, you know, $15,000 is enough. And as you can see, he's being that stand-up guy again and just, you know, when the foul's called on, he drops the ball and run down to the other side of the court. So I appreciate that out of him. He knows right from wrong, and I'm pretty sure you won't see that from him again probably this season. You know, it was early. We only played, what, 40? We ain't played a whole 40 games yet, and we're still trying to make it here to this All-Star game. So big ups to Joaquin Noah, still going to the All-Star game, as a matter of fact. And, you know, $15,000 is enough, man. Why not?
$15,000 is not enough. He should have got fined $30,000. Just because he's a nice guy, we're just going to give him $15,000. I'm tired of this nice guy stuff. We in the streets. Man, when we come back, we're going to talk about these All-Star game festivities, who participating, and who do you think should win. Also, it's trade deadline coming up. Who you think on the block? Who you think is on the block? We got snitches in the street, they hollering. And I got some info. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the All-Star festivities, and we're going to also talk about this trade room and the Winter Olympics. There's a lot going on right now over there in Russia. Don't forget, it's communist going on over there. It's straight down, still over there, man. It's the streets. We always live, Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, let's go, bro.
I'm getting it, ain't I? Obviously, you a bitch, you a hoe. That's just my philosophy. And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. Billie Jean, red leather, same color, red lobster. And she brainwashed, head dog. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. I'm be fresh as hell if the feds watch. I'm be
still be pumping that amphetamine. All this DM peddling. I'll be somewhere settling, somewhere that you have never been. To the top, you never been. You might need a respirator. Money on the rise, like I'm counting on an elevator. You gon' need a detonator. Swimming with them barracudas. Close the docket on that motherfucking prosecutor.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Yeah, the feds watching. You like what I got on? It's your boy L Boogie. I'm here with T-Row, Juel the G. Tweet us, Facebook us, Facebook. The streets is talking. Get at me on the Twitter at L Boogie 15. On Instagram at L Boogie 15. Yo, Ro, how can they get in touch with you, pimping, as you would say?
I wasn't even in. Let me give you my Twitter one more again. It's the streets, D-A Street, underscore T period R-O. If you want to find your boy on Twitter, follow your boy. You know, we kind of lie. I don't tweet too much every week, you know. I ain't Skip Bayless and all them, but I hit you back, you know, when I get the... When I get the circuit, hey, you got a message. Wow, somebody follow me on Twitter. That's how we get down. You can always catch me and L Boogie going back and forth on Twitter. You know, that's how we get down. Yo, L Boogie, before we went to break, you were saying, you know, that your boy Damian Lillard got a full hand this week on Valentine's Day weekend, which is also NBA All-Star weekend coming up. Now, did you say this boy's going to play in not only the freshman and sophomore game, but then he's also going to participate in the slam dunk, three-point, and also skill contest when it comes up? And then he's going to have to play Sunday in the all-star game? It's been a first. It's the first guy to ever do that. Now, is he young enough to make sure that he can, you know, keep it going with what he's been doing so far before the All-Star break, keeping the team up there with one of the best records in the league? Or will he have a drop-off? What will happen? Will he just be too tired after the All-Star weekend? Is it too much basketball that he's trying to do? Or is he just putting his name on the map, putting the Portland Trailblazers on the map again? What's going on with that?
It's Rip City. So I'm going to rip him. Yes, he's young, but he's human. Like Keith said, like Keith Sweat would say, you may be young, but you're ready. But I don't think he's ready. I think he might break down near the end of the season. He's going to be participating all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Fly out on Monday and be ready to play again on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's going to be tough. Why don't you come out of that and let the new commissioner veto and make LeBron James be in the slam dunk contest? I keep going back to this guy. He wants to go and talk to the new commissioner about some things. The first thing you should do is guys who are elite players and superstars should participate in the dunk contest. At least Blake did it one year. Why can't you, LeBron?
Kobe has done it. Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, Dr. J. The list goes on of great players. And you consider yourself one of the greats? Are you scared to lose? Oh, wait. We just got more calls. The bar is shaking in the asylum. But I tell you what. That slam dunk contest, that Terrence Ross, ew. I successfully chose him last year where you heard it here first. So, Ro, why not? Should we wait or should we just, you heard it here first, pick some winners? You bold enough, you ready to pick the winners right now?
You know me, man. I ain't never scared. You know how we get down. We can pick them now. You heard it at first. And then we can pick them, you know, because we do get a little change of heart. We do get a little change of heart before the actual event really happens. You know, but I'm very impressed about Damian Lillard. He's just not going to be playing Saturday and Sunday. He's going to be playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you know, some games be played all the way up to Thursday. And then you travel. So I hope he don't have a game Thursday night and then have to travel to New Orleans to prepare for the freshman-sophomore game on Friday. You know, I'm like you. He might be a little bit too tired because, you know, even though the NBA All-Star game is one of the, you know, most hyped events, you know, for an actual All-Star event, it's a lot, man, in 3 days that you have to get done. You have to go to practices. You have to meet the media. You know, travel back and forth to the hotel. You never know how traffic's going to be. You know, it's just a lot going on. But I say this, if it's one person who I think could do it, it would be this guy. Hopefully he'll have enough energy built up by the end of the season to continue doing what he's doing. But hopefully he'll also learn a lesson from this and not be one of the guys who will try to, you know, continue to do this year after year. You know what I mean? So, yeah, big ups to Damian Lillard. But what's up? Who you got? So you chose Terrence Ross, who is the reigning champ from last year. What, you going to pick him again? You think you're going to high fly and win the title again? Go on and run down the list of who's actually in the slam dunk contest first, because I got another person I think going to win.
Terrence Ross, Paul George, Damian Lillard, John Wall, Harrison Barnes, and Ben McLemore. You have six participants. Who do you got?
Now, see, this is where I'm going to freak you out. And don't be mad at me when I tell you, because every time I see this dude, he always banging on somebody. It's not he just ducking. He's banging on somebody when he goes to the hole. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, the boy is up in Oakland. And he played with that boy who's part of that Splash Brothers. So you really don't get to see him do it too often. But when you do see him do it, you be like, woo-wee! It's that boy Harrison Barnes, straight out of North Carolina. Hey, that dude right there, I don't know how he does it. His dunks don't never be just some awesome dunks on a, you know, fast break. But let me tell you, if he going down the middle of that lane and you just so happen to be on his hip or standing up under the bucket waiting, you will get shitted on. He is my guy to win this year's slam dunk competition. If I had to pick somebody a close, like a 1A, it would be Paul George. See, I'm still upset from the last time Paul George was in the slam dunk competition. They didn't give my dude no credit. He came out in a glow-in-the-dark uniform. They had to cut the lights off to see this dude. But they gave it to the other guy. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to tell you this. Paul George is one who then gave us the Vince Carter freak in a game we didn't even expect on a 361 live in a game. So if my boy Harrison Barnes don't do it, it's going to be Paul George. I know Terrence Ross got hopped. I like Terrence Ross. But it's hard to defend your title in this slam dunk competition no matter what age or what year you grew up in. You know, if you repeat it, you are a bad dude. You know what I'm saying? AKA Michael Jackson.
It's time. And yes, I said it. I think I'm going to go with PG as well. I said he was going to be a budding superstar when I first saw him play. He keeps working on his game. I think he has a chip on his shoulder. It's going to be very interesting. The rookie, Ben McLemore. I know he's tired of sitting on the bench over there in Sacramento, so I know he has fresh legs and ready to do something. So it's going to be, I think this is going to be one of the most hyped slam dunk contest in a long time because it hasn't been talked about. Nobody's really looking forward to it. So we're really going to see if it's going to be amazing. You know, that's the last thing on the marquee on Saturday night. So you picked Harrison Barnes in second, and you got Paul George. I have Paul George, and I got a dark horse. His name is Ben McLemore. I think Ben wants to show Sacramento, and he wants to show the world this might propel him to get traded and get some playing time for somebody. So I'm going with the youngin', Ben McLemore, as my dark horse. Now, let's move to the three-point contest. You got Steph Curry. Once again, you got Damian Lillard. You got the reigning champ, Kyrie Irving, Joe Johnson, Kevin Love, Aaron Aufalo, and Bradley Beal, and last but not least, the boy from the Spurs, Marco Bellinelli. Let me ask you this, Ro. I'm more excited about the three-point contest than the dunk contest with these guys. These guys can shoot. It's going to be very interesting. So who do you have in the three-point contest, sir?
Hey, man, I'm a guy that's going to call it like I see it. If his daddy did it, he going to do it.
Strength.
I'm going for the youngster Steph Curry, man, because he's one of the most pure shooters we've ever seen in this game, man. And another reason why I'm going to pick him is because that's my son's favorite player, Steph Curry, man. So I'm going to go with Steph Curry. If I had to pick, you know, a 1A again, I mean, this was tough because Kevin Love can shoot. But I'm not going to go with a big man. I'm going to go with Kyrie Irving again because I'm going to tell you this. Kyrie shocked me last year. He really showed me how good he could really shoot just by standing. He don't jump high. He gets the ball, do the little set shot, and it's smooth. You know what I'm saying? So for a guy like him to win like he did last year, I believe that he would be one of the guys who's going to be real close. But I'm going to give it to Steph, man. Steph get on a roll, and it almost looked like, even in the game, it looked like he ain't going to miss. So if it ain't no hand in his face, I think he's even wetter. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, him and Klay Thompson are some spot-up shooters, man, and they don't jump high. They just put the ball in the hole. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to pick Steph, and then 1A, I'm going to go with Kyrie because I think Kyrie can really make some noise again because I think that Kyrie is going to be coming in with a chip on his shoulder just for the simple fact that they trying to put him and his team in the news somewhat of a lot before this All-Star game gets started. So I think that he'll do something to make it happen. So I'm going to give it up to Steph and then Kyrie. Who you got in the three-point contest? I know that's your contest. You like to shoot the ball. Who you got?
Whew. Man, this is tough. When I saw this come out, this is real tough. But you know what? I'm going to go with the love. It's love in the air. I'm going with Kevin Love. I got to love Jones. And I'm giving it to Kevin Love. I think Kevin is going to prevail, show these little guys that he can shoot, and he's going to show why he's in the All-Star game. I think Kevin Love is going to prevail. I really do. Yes, Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry is going to do the thing, Damian Lillard. I really don't have any respect anymore for Joe Johnson being in any type of event. I just don't. Sorry, Joe, but you're not good enough anymore to be in these competitions. I don't have Joe Johnson being close, man. We'll see on President's Day if he'll make me eat crow, but he will not get past the first round. That's just me. So that's who I have. I got Kevin Love. And second behind Kevin Love, who he's going to compete with to win it, is going to be Steph Curry.
No love for Kyrie.
Swerving Irvin. I have no love for Kyrie right now. Yes, he is the reason. Don't get it twisted. Don't get to talking about, oh, man, he wants to prove because he's the reason. Yes, he is the reason. You heard Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, my goodness.
The reason. The reason. We're here. Yes, he is the reason. So I got Kevin Love and Steph Curry battling for that. Now, let's move on to the skills event. It's a new format. Eight guys. And there it's a tag team event. It's a team format this time, a team relay. On one team, you got Damian Lillard and Trey Burke. On one other team, you got Michael Carter Williams and Victor Oladipo. On another team, you got DeMar DeRozan and you got Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, he African. You can tell that last name, boy, is hard.
He's from Germany. He plays with the Atlanta Hawks, if people don't know. And then you got Goran Dragic. He plays with the Phoenix Suns. And you got Reggie Jackson from OKC. Out of those four groups, bro, who do you got winning that competition?
I haven't been able to say his name all year. But you know who I'm going for. I told you he's going to be the Rookie of the Year, pimp. And he teamed up with the former Rookie of the Year. Damian Lillard and Trey Burke are going to show you how to get it done, man. Even though Goran Dragic and Reggie Jackson present a nice little, you know, competition with that. Even Victor Oladipo and Michael Carter Williams. You know, that's going to be nice. But I'm going to give it to Damian Lillard and my boy Trey Burke. I think they got what it takes. And they going to definitely make some noise in the skills competition. With the new format, I think that's cool. It's a relay form, so, you know, both of them got to go down, do the skills, and then, you know, the next one got to come back. So both of those guys are real skilled ball handlers. I'm not taking away from any other talent that is out there that's going to be in the relay race, but I just see those guys dominating that, man, in a quick fashion as well. You know, sometimes passing that ball in that little basket is a little harder than normal, but, you know, I think they got what it takes to do the – you know, everything that they need to do to get down and get back as quick as possible. And I'm eager to see what the new format, how it's going to look. You know, we had the individuals doing it, but now we're going to have a relay race. So I'm really excited to see what, you know, the new format is going to do. And it's going to be on and cracking.
It's going to be on and cracking next week. The All-Star Festivities when we come back. We're going to get in the asylum. We see you, new caller from Cleveland, Ohio. We going to get you in. We see the area code. Man, we hot. It's the street. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. It's the street with the producer T-Row and your host L Boogie. Let's go, Ro.
G-Money. jogging my memory. The documentary killed that in a drop top. John Kennedy had the rap game in fit like it was 10 to me. The old me ain't got shit on what I'm finna be. Nigga, I'm finna be still repping the letter B. What if it was a nigga that Dre signed instead of me? Would I be starving or studying in Harvard? Or would I be a dog of another fucking pedigree? Take away me, take away the Subaru, take away the gangsta, like hip-hop did Guru. Pull up in that new coupe, take away your girl, run a choo-choo, and then put it on World Star on YouTube. Yo, Tune, what it do? Got some bitches in the lobby and I'm about to send them through. I'm Kobe Rings, nigga, who the fuck is you? Not the nigga with five bitches sitting in a coupe.
Five on it, five shout. Young Tune in this bitch, fuck 5-0. Nickel plated 4-5 if I have an issue. Beat your ass black and blue with a bag of nickels. I'm a G, do something about it. You ain't half of me, you ain't $500. And my red bone 5-5. No hand slap, but I'm high five. Yeah, get with the game or play the sideline. I dream to get the cover of High Time. Now take five paces and try to guess the color of my shoelace. Red, bitch. Yeah, I'm on my high horse. Now the sky mad at me cause I sold 5 stars. Got some freaks in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 5 in the morning.
We back. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. From a street perspective. Oh, man, we hot. Man, I just found out some news. It's the 22nd Winter Olympics. It started today. And Sochi, Russia. Let me ask you this, world. You're an athlete. You've got to this position where you're competing against other Winter Olympic participants, other countries, and you arrive there. Your equipment hasn't showed up for some countries, and we have some reports that the water is brown. We know it's Black History Month, but don't do us like that. Who authorized or gave Sochi, Russia, the authorization to have the Winter Games, and they got brown water coming out the sink? I thought that only happened in the projects in third world countries, Ro. I didn't know what happened in, you know what I mean, where it's high elite competition. I thought this was in the good part of the neighborhoods, man. When you were in the street talking about the Olympics, who's the president? They broke down the wall, but why? It's a mess over there. Who, how can you compete? What you going to drink? Gatorade all day? What do you think about that, Ro? What if you were an athlete and ended up, you go in there, you go to cut the water on, you can't even take a shower. You can't even take a shower. It's worse than when I was growing up in the projects on Huff Avenue. What's up with that, man?
You can't take no shower. You can't brush your teeth. You know what I mean? You can't even take an ice bath if you wanted to. What I don't understand about this is that, you know, each country is given so many amount of years to get everything situated. And, you know, we've been a part, not of another country, but we've been part of a city being overrun or overtaken by an all-star game or a Super Bowl. And, you know, being here in Arizona and having the Fiesta Bowls and having the all-star games and having the Super Bowls here at this location, we've seen what it needs to be done to make sure that people are comfortable when they come, you know, from out of state, spending so much money to get where they want to get to so-called have a somewhat of a vacation while they're enjoying this sporting event. But to be in Russia and to know that you've got all these countries coming in to participate in the Winter Olympics, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. How can you be a country who will fight so hard? Yes, 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 we want it. But yet when you get it, you don't make the necessary steps to make sure that everything is completed before, you know, other visitors come to your country to prepare themselves for this event. This Winter Olympics is about 2.5-3 weeks long, El Boogie. And from what I've been hearing in the streets is that the building still may not be done by the time the Winter Olympics are over. So that doesn't make sense to me. Why would you allow people to come to your country knowing that all your facilities are not up to date or not even finished by the deadline that they were given? And on top of all that, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, Russia didn't want to have the Winter Olympics because of the situation with, you know, the gay people coming. And so now not only did they break away from trying to get everything done, but they've turned more focus on something that shouldn't even be a focus. We should be focused on the Olympics at hand. Yes, whether it's winter or summer, it's a big-time event. So what I don't understand is how can Russia, you know, have everybody come in and not have everything up to par when they had a specific deadline to meet. Is that what's going to happen in the summer? Or when all of the U.S. And Italy and Australia and all these other countries come to the next Summer Olympics, will this be the case? Is this what we got to look forward to from now on? This just doesn't make sense to me, man. So I'm just upset that, you know, it's just not for the USA. It's for all the other countries. You work so hard to get to this point, and then you get to it, and it's just like, what's going on? You know what I mean? So I'm like you. How do you brush your teeth? How do you take a bath? How do you do anything when you got brown water coming out the faucet? They also said that some of the cabinet fixtures weren't even, you know, you open it and it fall down. Come on, man. What kind of stuff is that? Doors weren't put on right. It's just amazing how, you know, you have a deadline, but you can't meet it when you got 7,500 people coming down to your country to participate in an event that's bigger than big. I don't get it. I hope that they don't never have it in social Russia again. Man, they got to have it to where people are going to feel comfortable. Not where they're going to have naval ships sitting in the Black Sea ready for something to jump off so they can bust at you. That just doesn't make sense to me, man. So,
bang, bang.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with that, man. Very upset, but, you know, it is what it is. Russia got to do what they got to do, and they're going to make money regardless whether it's done or not. So it is what it is. They even had to shut down the prostitution ring. They were saying, boy, we're going to sell it all to them.
The streets, it's a dirty game.
Gotta get that money.
I know you smell the money. And speaking of money, we've been on the streets hard. And, you know, I'm tired of people giving Peyton Manning an out. Oh, man, it was for the money. It was for the money. Yeah, right. For no money. His booty hole just got tight, that's all. He lost the game, man. I don't want to hear that, you know, he threw the game. And I was discussing with my oldest son, you know, he's a Peyton Manning fan. I told him, yeah, Peyton Manning, great, but he's not legendary. Now when you got 5 MVPs and you have 1 ring, and I don't want to hear that, well, you know, it's hard just to get 1. No, you're Peyton Manning. You have all the records. You've only won one Super Bowl. And I keep trying to tell the people in the streets and in the world, anytime Peyton Manning plays a great defense in the playoffs, it's not going to happen. Do your math. Do the history. He only scored 8 points. He's supposed to have a number one offense in the land? Come on, world. Peyton Manning is great, but he's not legendary. He's not Joe Montana. He's not Tom Brady. He's not John Elway. Those guys have been to multiple Super Bowls and won it multiple times. So Vegas won. They won their Super Bowl. A lot of money was won. They covered the spread and everything. Another thing, in the NBA, we got trades. We got trades. Trading deadline is coming up. Who's hot and who's not? Who's on your trading block? Who you think should be traded? I tell you one who needs to be traded, and I'm going off right now off the cuff.
Don't you say it.
Marshmallow Anthony. He needs to be what?
There you go, being so disrespectful, man. I told you not to go there, man. Why would you put Carmelo in the trade block?
Because he owe. We can't do no worse than 10th place with Melo. We can't do nothing but go up. Another name I would trade Blake Griffin for Kevin Love if I was the Clippers. I would have did it yesterday. And if I'm the Cavs, I'm trading everybody. Bang, bang.
They need a general manager first. They just can't go off the hook, man, and start firing people like that, man. You need a general manager so it look good. Got to put something on his resume. Just like you. Just like your boy before guy had on his, Chris Hart. You know what I'm saying? He had a nice little resume until he selected Anthony Bennett number one, hired Mike Brown for his second term. It's a sad game over there in Cleveland. But I think when they get the new general manager, I think they're going to get it right. Once they get it right, I think they're going to take it to the next level. They just got to keep Kyrie and make sure they get some pieces around it. If they're able to do that, hey, and you got Luau Deng. You got Luau. Luau's going to help you. As long as he don't get sick. Luau's that guy. You know what I'm saying? So you got one piece of the puzzle there. Now you need three more pieces. If I would have to say who I would like to see get traded or put on the trade block, I mean, I really like what I've been hearing in the streets from the Phoenix Suns. They're really looking and anticipating getting Paul Gasol. You know, he was in a situation where he got hurt right when they started talking about the trade talks. So we'll see what lane that takes and how that falls out. You know, I really don't see the Knicks trading Carmelo. I see Carmelo testing the free agency waters. Will he leave? I don't know. I'm kind of like his wife, Lala. I think he might just stay in New York because he's more of a family man. I don't think he's going to make much of a basketball decision as far as, you know, where he's going or whatnot. But it would really shock me if he were to leave the state of New York. And I'm just being real. Should he be traded? Yes. I mean, the Knicks need to get something for him if he does decide to leave. So that's the only reason I would say to trade him, because you just don't want to be left in the cold if he decides to just, you know, skip, you know, jump street on you. Another person that I think should be traded, man, I'm going to say this. What's the point guard for Detroit? Number one?
Brandon Jennings.
Not Brandon Jennings, his counterpart. He's pretty good.
Mr. Stuckey.
Yes, Brandon Stuckey. Now, Mr. Stuckey, I believe that he should be one of the guards that need to go somewhere else to help another team shine. He's a great talent over there. You really don't hear too much about him, but when the stats come out, he's always got the numbers to back up what he's been doing. So I believe that, you know, Mr. Stuckey needs to be on that trading block because he could really help a team, a.k.a. Indiana Pacers. We both know that Indiana don't have that point guard. They just have a shooting guard portraying a point guard. And so when you can get a nice little point guard who can, you know, control the tempo of the game but also be effective scoring the ball, I think that brings more to the table. And they would be smart to try to, you know, go after a more of a true point guard. But, you know, that's just for me. I know the league ain't going to do it, but, you know, it happens the way it happens for a reason. But I can't wait till the deadline comes about. You know, we only about 8 days away from that, and I believe that there's going to be some kind of shock go on. Kevin Love might be traded. We don't know about that, you know, but there's going to be somebody, one big name that's going to get traded that's going to make us, you know, say ooh and ah. So I can't wait to see that. And when it goes down, you know, we going to have it here first, right on the streets, because that's the way we do it. We don't do it no other way. So the minute we get the news, we definitely go pass it on to the world like we always do. So don't get rid of Marshmello, dog. You need. I know he owe, but he don't owe more than he can chew. You know what I mean? I think he ready, and I think he going to be all right. You got to keep Mike Woodson, and you got to keep Mello. That's what you got to do. I told you, L Boogie. You got to be like Spike Lee and do the right thing.
I like that, what you were talking about as far as Stuckey. I would trade Stuckey for Danny Granger. That would be a nice trade. I'm looking at your boy over there with the Pelicans. Hey, Pelican. Your boy Tyree Evans. I think he needs to be on the block somewhere traded. He's not doing too hot. I think he needs to get out of there. Man, some more guys. I tell you what, you know another guy that I think might needs to get traded?
Who are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about Darren Williams over in New Jersey. He's coming off the bench now. Hey, man, big ups to Sean Livingston hooping over there in New Jersey, over there in Brooklyn. I'm sorry, Fabulous, because Fabulous listens to the show, too. He hit me on Instagram the other day. You know, I got him and Meek on the Instagram, man. And big shout-out to Meek and Fabulous for tuning in, man. I got two of the world, and they tuning in.
That's what Twitter does. You know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. That's how we get down, man, the street.
When we come back, oh, we got the OG scorekeeper. We got T-Nick. Hey, T-Nick is going to report live. He was going to report live from the Cat Williams comedy concert. When we come back from the commercial, we're going to get the OG scorekeeper in from the sports officials. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. The street. Let's go.
Woo!
We back. The street. We got about 25 more minutes to go. So we go mount up. Yo! We go mount up and take it down to the ATL and get at the OG scorekeeper, and he representing the show as usual, the sports officials, and heaven know you. What the deal, OG?
What's really happening, T-Ro and L Boogie, man, the people talking. Heaven know, baby, what's up with it?
Oh, man, just you know, doing some inquiries of the show. And, you know, tell me what's on your mind, OG. You've been keeping score. What's going on? How you feel, man?
One thing for sure, man, you guys rolling, man. You guys rolling tonight, man. You got the streets hot. They talking about you. You know what I'm saying? Cats are standing outside, chilling, listening to y'all, man. Y'all got it jumping tonight.
Let me ask you this, OG.
Yeah.
Do you plan?
Hold on. OG, what's going on? This is boy T-Ro. You know what I'm saying? Boogie was on mute
T-Ro.
Trying to get the guy. You know what I'm saying?
T-Ro, what's up with
you
it?
You know how we get down. Yeah. Hey. Your boy Damian Lillard is becoming the first NBA player to take part in every event on NBA All-Star Weekend, starting on Friday, February 14th with the freshman and sophomore game, and then going all day Saturday with the three-point skills and the dunk competition, and then ending it on Sunday with the actual All-Star game. Is your boy doing too much, or you think he's young enough to where he can keep it going through the rest of the season?
Man, that's tough, you know what I'm saying? Because on the one end, he's young enough to do it. But on the other end, you know, this is, you know, he's playing in the NBA where he's playing against the best of the best. Whereas after this All-Star break, everybody going to step their game up. You know, it's going to be a rat race after the All-Star break. So you want to kind of be your freshest. So, man, that's a lot. That's a lot for anybody. I got to go with L. Boogie on that one, man. You know what I'm saying? We all are human. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he can do it, but at the end of the day, we all are human. You know what I'm saying? You have to rest. You know what I'm saying? You have to rest your body. You know what I'm saying? One day out of the seven. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we all know that the media attention that the NBA All-Star game draws is just it's more crazier than the NFL Super Bowl, so we will definitely see
right.
How he takes the run with it.
And you understand where he's coming from. You understand where he's coming from, but it, you know what I'm saying. But at the same time, he gotta pump his brakes a little bit. Somebody need to tell him to pump his brakes just a little bit. Somebody in his camp need to tell him to
right.
pump his brakes a little bit.
Right now, let me ask you: the NBA trade deadline is coming up. L. Boogie say he think Kevin Love and Blake Griffin should be traded for one another. You know, I said I think your boy Robert Stuckey should come over from Detroit to Indiana. What's your thoughts about the trade deadline coming up?
On the trade deadline, I think he definitely should be moved. I think somebody should definitely try to get Granger. You know what I'm saying? And then that I like that Stuckey move too. You know, I think Stuckey should go on and try to get with somebody that can use him right now because he is a quality player. You know, he can play the one and the two. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, he gets his buckets and he got it. You know, he got some experience. You know what I'm saying? And then that Blake Griffin, Kevin Love, you know, I don't see it being Kevin Love, but I do. You know, I do think Blake Griffin should get traded. I think they should trade him for Carmelo. You know what I'm saying? I think they should go and trade him for Carmelo.
Woo.
Go and get Carmelo out of New York and go on.
So you think you think the Knicks need to get something for Carmelo instead of just letting Carmelo have a chance to just walk away freelance?
Oh, yeah, because he's going to walk away.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. You're from Cleveland, Ohio. The Cavs just fired their general manager, Chris Grant. And now I'm looking for Mike Brown to be fired. What are you anticipating from the Cavaliers now that they've gotten rid of their general manager?
We lost OG the scorekeeper.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I'm pretty sure he's going to call back in. The line just dropped, so we're going to try to make sure we can get the OG back in and continue, you know, saying what he was saying. But, you know, hey, man, the other night last week, I think it was Thursday, maybe Friday night right after the show, you know, your boy Victor Ortiz had a fight. You know, Victor Ortiz was the guy that headbutted Floyd Mayweather, you know, intentionally, and then Floyd just took it out on him, you know what I'm saying, and knocked the dude out. But Victor Ortiz had a fight the other night, and, you know, for some reason, this guy still had an opportunity to fight for a couple of belts, the international belts. Fought the champion right out of New York, fought in Brooklyn, you know what I mean, and, you know, Victor Ortiz ended up getting knocked out with 1 second left on the clock in the second round. 2 minutes and 59 seconds to be exact of the second round. El Boogie, I don't know about this guy, but let me ask you this. Number one, how does Victor Ortiz keep getting all these championship fights scheduled? And what's going to happen to him now that he done lost two fights in a row? Last fight, he got his jaw broke, and then the fight that he just fought last week, he got knocked out for the 10 count. What's up with Victor Ortiz? Where does he go from here?
Victor Ortiz is two things. Number one, he's MBG, nothing but garbage. Number two, he's B.O.B., a bag of bones. Anytime you get finished fighting Floyd Mayweather or Bernard the Executioner Hopkins, you become a bag of bones. You do. I'm sorry. You just become a bag of bones after you fight the money king. I'm sorry. He's nothing but garbage. He's doing nothing but collecting money like he was sitting on the bench, like he was Juwan Howard for the Miami Heat. Let's try to go back to the OG scorekeeper. OG, you there?
Yeah. I'm back, man. I apologize, world. Mr. Heaven Noah is back. I apologize. Phone cut off. You know what I'm saying? In a bad area. You know, need a little energy going on. So I apologize, world. And where did I leave off on the trade?
No, we left off asking you the question about the Cleveland Cavaliers. They just got rid of Chris Gant. They fired him. They whacked him. And let's talk about what he's done in the last couple of years.
So y'all heard what my trade did as far as Stucky and Carmelo and all that?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Gant, man. Chris Grant. He had to go. What do you mean?
He had to.
He had to go, and everybody else need to go. They should have put Mike Brown in his bag and took Mike Brown, too.
See, what I said about that, OG, is that, you know, you have to give your new general manager something to do. So you can't leave it up to your owner to make that fire. I mean, you could. But you want the general manager to be the one to come in because your general manager is the guy who likes the F word. I'm going to fire your ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you got to have the new general manager to come in to step on some toes to set the situation up so that way everybody understands exactly what's going on and where this guy is coming from. So I feel you that Mike Brown should have been in that same boat and been gone right when the general manager got fired. But you need your new general manager to be that guy to step on some toes to let the locker room know that, hey, I'm not the one to be messed with. You know, I'm going to bring something in for you, but you got to trust me. Now, El Boogie, go on and shoot down what your boy Chris Grant did in the last couple of years.
But think about it, though. Look at Kyrie's face. They're not even having, man. He's not even having fun playing basketball, man.
And I know Kyrie is having a lot of fun playing basketball. Let me ask you this. We were talking about, you know, the NBA All-Star game.
He's not having fun, if you look at his face.
Oh, he's not having fun.
No, that's why he's going to win the three-point contest.
Oh, you got him winning? That was my next question. You know, with the three-point shootout coming up in the NBA All-Star Weekend, you know, Kyrie is the reigning champion. Do you think that this will help him, you know, get a positive from what's been happening before the All-Star break if he goes out and wins the three-point contest?
You have to be able to take it out on something. He's going to take it out on them three-pointers, man. It's like he got to get that fun back. He got to get that oomph back, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't want him to fall into that being depressed, man. If you look at his face, man, look at his face. Look at his face, man. He be shaking his head, everything, man. You got to get that oomph back, man. So he going to take it out on hitting them trays, man.
Now let me ask you this, OG. Who's going to win the slam dunk contest?
Ooh,
you got Terrence Ross, Paul George, Damian Lillard, John Wall, Harrison Barnes, and Ben McLemore.
I'm going to go with, John Wall. I'm going to go with John Wall from the Washington Wolves. My sleeper. He's going to do something. I'm going to go with John Wall.
And who is John Wall going to face in the finals?
Paul George.
Okay, we all agree with something there. If Paul George isn't the winner, he's definitely somebody who's going to be in the finals. L. Boogie picked him to win it. I picked him as the 1A. Behind my dude, Harrison Barnes, I think Harrison Barnes got what it takes. And his backup was Ben McLemore as his sleeper. John Wall just might have something. You know, I forgot about how creative John Wall can be at times, even in the game. So, might have a point. He might be a sleeper there.
Sleeper. And on the what was the skills challenge? I'm going to go with Lillard and Trey Burke on that.
Right, yeah, it's a new team format in the relay fashion now, and they teamed up. It's a lot of good talent out there, you know, Michael Carter Williams, Victor Oladipo, Goran Dragic with Reggie Jackson, and then your boy, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Okay. So who is his partner? DeMar DeRozan from Toronto. So, it's going to definitely be tough, and it's going down. You know, I even like the Shooting Stars matchup that they done put together as well with the recent NBA players, the old guys, and the WNBA. You know, on one team, you got Kevin Durant, Karl Malone, and Skylar Diggins. On another team, you got Chris Bosh, Dominique Wilkins, and Swin Cash. And then, of course, the last two teams, you got Steph Curry with his pops Dale and Becky Hammond. And then you got the Hardaway, Tim Hardaway Sr., Tim Hardaway Jr. With Elena Deladon. So, I mean, man, what an All-Star weekend matchup in all the events. And I can't wait.
The Curry's going to win that one.
The Curry's, you got the Curry's, they wet.
I got
you know, the Curry ball. That's what it is. Now, let me ask you this, OG. There's been a lot of talk in the NFL lately. First Take Sports Center. I mean, even Fox Sports 1, everybody's talking about this new medical marijuana issue. Is it going to be a big deal in the NFL, or should we just get rid of it all right now?
I mean, they already be doing it anyway. A lot of them guys do it anyway over, you know what I'm saying, taking, you know, pain medication and things of that sort. You know what I'm saying? And to deal with the stress and things like that, they'd rather mess with a little pot. You know what I'm saying? So they already do it anyway. So the problem is going to occur, you know what I'm saying, if they continue to have that drug test. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's where the problem's going to come in at. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to do something with that, do away with it or something, because if they continue to have it and they know these guys are doing it, they're going to, you know, try to do something to make it you know, more strenuous, you know what I'm saying? More, you know what I'm saying, more regular, you know what I'm saying? Things of that sort. So they're going to have, you know, it's kind of, you know, on both ends, you know? They're going to have to deal with it. If they know you smoking marijuana and everything, and it's a test, and you pass the test, it's going to end up being a problem.
Yeah, that's what L. Boogie said. It's going to end up being a problem, hurting the league. You know, it's just I just can't believe that we're going to be actually talking about this and seeing what's going to happen in the long run. You know, I'm kind of like what Ryan Clark said, the free safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It don't matter what you do, man. Those guys are going to do it regardless. They're going to find a way to get around the actual test when it does come up. But I think it helps the NFL because, you know, it's not like these guys are going to be buying it from guys on the street. It's going to be the league who's going to provide it for the players. So that's the only reason why I say that they should do it is so that, you know,
you
the NFL won't be trying to do it behind their back.
But if you still got a test and you're testing for it and you know these guys are smoking it firsthand and you seeing everybody passing the test and everything like that, it's going to be a problem. Like, something's going to have to change. They're going to have to do away with the test or they're going to end up being more strenuous and more regular or something like that.
There you have it. OG, what time you guys? Come on, man. Get a word of your information.
Man, you can get at us. SportsOfficials.com Sundays from 12 to 2. We're back on from 12 to 2. We rocking. You know what I'm saying? You can get at me at OG Scorekeeper. And the number is 805-856-2856. Sundays from 12 to 2. Check us out. Heaven O. You know what I'm saying? Heaven O U. It's the organization. Preachers Talking is our brother. From another mother, and we rolling and rocking and keeping it moving productions.
And don't forget, OG, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Tell a friend to
when
tell
we come
a friend
back.
Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
When we come back, you already know it's Freestyle Friday, baby. The streets is talking. Let's go.
In the building, swagger on 100,000 trillion. Hey yo, I know I got it first. I'm Christopher Columbus. Y'all just feel gross. Thanksgiving, do we even got a question? Hermes pastel, I pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed, that means it's permanent. So I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger. Every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so mad for? Why he gotta have it? Cause I play my whole life. Now I'm the master. Nah, nah, nah. How I feel to wake up and be the shit and a urine. Nah, nah, nah. Trying to get that Kobe number. One,
we back. What a short commercial. We back in the asylum, man. The Winter Olympics. Brown water is coming out the faucets. Medical marijuana might be a good thing or a bad thing in the NFL. Everybody's talking about paying Manny through the game for the money. And this All-Star weekend that's coming up next week, Valentine's Day weekend. Oh, it's going to be crucial. It's frenzy. Yo, Ro, it's about that time.
Yeah, man, you know what it is, man. 5 minutes to the deadline, man. So go on and get it cracking. Speedy Mo, Jiggins Johnson III won't be joining us this evening, man. We had the pastor of the church in the hometown of Dallas, Texas, man, passed away. So big up to all the family members and church members that are out at the wake. Funeral's tomorrow, Riverside Missionary Baptist Church. Get there if you can, Reverend S.T. Tutson. So, you know, big ups to moms who usually call in, Skeeter Moe who usually do his thing at the bottom of the hour. You know, it's just a, you know, it's just a sad situation going on at the crib, but a blessing at the same time. You know what I mean? So big ups to everybody out there in Dallas at the wake, at the church, doing their thing. So that's the reason why Skeeter Moe won't be joining us tonight. But go on and freak the technique like you normally do, Pippa. Go on and get us going up out of here before we get our shouts out.
Here we go. Where do I begin? Oh, shit, next week is All-Star Weekend. Let me go and get my ends because I'm putting it on my friends. I don't give a fuck about other motherfuckers here because I sin. I can't trip on the other cats because I got to do me. I ain't Tommy Hilfiger, so I ain't racist, so you know I got a job not like Tommy. Don't you know it's levels to this game? I'm Ric Flair, woo, and use a lane. Oh, man, you're going to walk down that aisle and you're going to crawl. I don't know what they said, but hell no. That's what they call my dick, Buck Gnaw. Because can you buck it? Hell no. I'm coming at you with a snarl. Hey, yo, Ro, I'm going to keep it real on the poor. Hey, man, you coming from the projects, the streets. I don't know what they did, but the information is leaked. We up in the studio, high as a motherfucker. But I don't care, man, because I'm all about the noon chuck. Hey, yo, OG, I see you, baby. They talking shit, and you know the asylum is crazy. Man, I didn't get wild. I didn't start cussing. But it's the streets and everybody rumbling and fussing. Should I go longer or should I stop? I don't know because I love this hip-hop. I don't need no music to get with me. All I need is T-Row and the family. Streets and the sports. You already know what we do. Man, we going to go down to New Orleans and get with a broad and she going to put us on the voodoo. I'm done, man. Stick a fork in me.
That's what's up. That's how you ended out like that, Boo Meek. That's what I'm talking about. 2 minutes left, man. Quick shout out, man, to the fam. Hey, let's go, Team Legacy. You know, we got a big game tomorrow in the afternoon on a Saturday. See if we can go 3-0 in the XL League. That's how we get down. Coach P, Coach J, Coach D, you know how we get down. I'm one of only Coach Boo Meeks on the squad. You know what I mean? And let's get it in. Shouts out to my son, Trent Jr., to my daughter, Jada Brooke, you know, to the wifey, Lee Lee. We love you, baby girl. And to everybody out there, man, our one-year anniversary is coming up. And, yeah, man, we'll definitely be able to reach out to y'all in a couple weeks. We'll be able to call it our anniversary. Woo, I can't wait. Yeah, Jewel's G, I see you, studio guest, Blues and Doozy. Had to make an early exit, you know, daughter playing her last high school game. You know how they go. Woo, last high school game already. And big ups to everybody checking us out on the web. You know how we do. Check us out on Twitter and on Facebook, man, and Instagram, L Boogie 15 all day long.
Yo, this your boy L Boogie, a.k.a. Boo Meeks. Want to give a shout-out, man, to the OG, man. Heaven know you, T-Nick, Nilly Neal, Mitch, all them down there in the ATL. Better, I see you, baby doll. Man, I give a shout out to you already know. Cookie Meats, I see you down there. Pook, man, congratulations to my youngest. He getting letters from the University of Miami. Only in the 10th grade. To you, big up to my man, Derek Thomas again, a.k.a. DJ. One of the youngest. Raised him up. It takes a village to raise a kid. He just signed a national letter of intent to Youngstown State University. His mama ain't got to pay for school. Oh, what a feeling. And last but not least, I want to give a shout-out, man, to Black History Month. Big up to everybody that's doing their thing and that's making history like us. You know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing. And another shout-out to greatness. We appreciate you. Only in the streets. For Jewels to G, T-Row, I'm L Boogie, your host. We'll see you on Monday. What a feeling. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time.
BlogTalkRadio.com. Category sports. Search box, you already know. The streets is talking. And don't forget, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. It's the streets. Let's go.
Law Park, Texas. Stand up.
Murder 187, I be killing them bitches. I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax, Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman, I'm selling all these hoes dreams. Got a white girl with bitch titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch, call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer. Then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas. Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight, and that's 2 times.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
All
my niggas look rich as fuck.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. Then I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes want that hoes type, so I give all these hoes pipes. She get on that dick and stay on. All night, like porch lights, let's do it, for talking, we out here, we ballin', and I'm spraying at these rusty niggas like WD-40, we fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or fucks, bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up, but my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever, these bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers, I'm Tucci, young Tucci, where trucks fit, fuck Gucci, she blowin' kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches and that's 2 chains.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Hey, yo, fuck all y'all
look
bitches.
At you.
Straight up.
Now look at us.